this week, we've been hearing the memories of the war from a group of people in King Stainton near Newton Abbot. They've all contributed to a new book called My War, which grew out of a monthly social club for patients at their local GP surgery. Today, we hear from Jean Sharp, who was 8 years old and living in the West Midlands when war broke out.
My mum was a district nurse and had the district in the area, and did it all on a push bike, and used to get called out in the air raids to deliver babies. Lots of babies were born during the air raids. And she'd go off with her tin hat and her gas mask. And I didn't seem to be frightened, and I didn't seem to worry that she could get hurt in the air raid, because being young, you don't really see the fear that you do as you're older.
No, children tend to take these things in their stride a bit more, don't they?
It was exciting because sort of getting up in the night in the air raids, and I had a chair bed under the stairs, and I used to knit dolls' clothes, because being this house we lived in was built by the miners for the district nurse, and it had an operating theatre and a room for medical services for the miners. And so when the sirens went, the ambulances and the first aid people used to come. And so anyone that was hurt during the air raids used to be brought. But I there again, wasn't frightened at all. I didn't seem to worry about it.
And did school carry on much as normal?
School carried on. But going to school in the mornings, because there'd been lots of bombs during the night, and people were sort of looking, you know, sifting through the rubble, trying to find things, and they were sort of crying, really sort of sad that, you know, they'd lost their homes. And because it was really bad, because we were between sort of Birmingham and Coventry, and lots of bombs were dropped on the way in and out of the cities.
But you don't remember being frightened of seeing the wreckage of bombs and things like that?
No. It seemed to be quite exciting in a way, in a strange way. Smelt smoky and horrid, but no, not frightened.
And what about your father? What was he doing?
Well, my father, he worked as a chef in a hospital in Bristol, but he had to retire owing to heart trouble. So he sort of looked after me, and he sort of cooked very well because he was a chef. And then during the air raids, he used to sort of make the tea, and sort of while my mum was out, he used to look after everybody.
So she was one of these examples of women really, you know, running the place and
yes,
performing a very valuable role.
That's right. I mean, she was going out, well, it seemed to be lots and lots of nights, as far as I can remember, with the gas mask. She had a special gas mask with a pipe and a bag, and that was really very special, I thought.
So, looking back now, any particular feelings about wartime, your childhood during the war?
Well, I think we did seem to find everybody was very kind, everybody was very helpful. And we, although things, you know, rationing was on and that, we still seemed to sort of help each other and share our food and share. We used to buy blackout material that didn't have any coupons, and people made skirts and things, you know, and that. We managed very well, I think.
You know, I love hearing stories like this. Jean Sharp from King Stainton talking to Sophie Pierce. Very hard for a lot of us who didn't live through those times to imagine what it must have been like. Wonderful series, and thanks to everyone who's taken part in that for us here at BBC Radio Devon.